Did your mother used to make brooms?
No, they had them made. Now, I'll show you how. You've seen brooms, though. You know how they look. Let me show you how. You grow the broom corn in your garden or somewhere, and then you have to, you see? Now, broom corn grows up this way here at the top, and of course it's got seeds on. You have to rake them all. Then you take your broom corn. Now, we used to have an old gentleman down at the lower end of the middle here. House is burning now, but he made brooms. He's a broom maker.
Mm-hmm.
And you lay down, you have a machine to put these in like that, and then wind that wire down, but you have to lay those stalks of broom corn on here, and then you tie them here and get them in the press, and then sew them to you.
I see.
I used to have an uncle, a blacksmith. He said he could make anything. He made a needle to sew them with.
Is that right? Yeah. Special needle?
Yeah, special needle. Maybe about that long.
Uh-huh.
And just like a little needle, only too big.
Yeah.
And afterwards, and they sewed them, and now you have a room. Uh-huh. That sweeps most of the dirt.
Uh-huh.
But now, people have every kind of convenience about.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought I'd show you that. We've got that. You ever seen broom corn grow?
I'm not sure. I wanted to ask you about that, and I also wanted to ask you.
If I don't have a piece here that's grown, and we have a sweet around. Well, that's what each stalk grows like this. See, there's a seed or two on it.
Uh-huh.
And we have this that's sweet around where we can't get to, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's several pieces. Now, each stalk grows up has one of these.
I see.
And it has some seed on it, so you have to rake it off.
I've never seen that before.
I take it and have it tied on that root, on that stick.
Uh-huh.
And that makes complete broom. Of course, they're manufactured now.
Now, is that the same stuff they use on those brooms?
Yes. Yeah, that's the same thing as broom corn.
Uh-huh.
And they cut top out. See, cut it down here just where you handle it.
Uh-huh.
And you dry it, it's green when you cut it.
Uh-huh.
And then it makes a broom.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about something else like that.
Cane?
No, I'm sage.
Sage. Well,
did you ever raise or use broom sage?
Well, I suppose they have used that. I never did remember, but we have some a little sage. Let's see if you can see it from here to when.
You've seen it in the field, then.
Yeah. Come out over here.
Yeah.
And I'll show you how to dump. Now, where those cows are, you see how it's got that yellow stuff?
Uh-huh.
That's sage. Now, if that's thick enough, you can cut it. It's as long as those broom stalks there. I'd say it's this tall.
Uh-huh.
As long as I'm here, and you could cut it down and use it.
I see. I just wanted.
Well, it would be more brittle. It wouldn't stand as long as these others. But that's what they call that broom sage.
Uh-huh.
But most people don't want it. You have grace. Now that just fertilizer and lime will keep that from growing. You won't have much of it if you fertilize your farm and lime.
Now the on Mondays, traditionally women did their usually on Mondays
washing.
Yeah. Now how did your mother do the washing?
Well, I'll tell you, they had no scrub board. Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, I think so. They're about this wide.
Yeah.
Like two things.
Scrub board, rough kind of, you know, on the side and the scrubbing. That scrub board is about what they used then.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have washing machines. Of course, later they got washing machines. They had some, you know, you'd push them, and they'd scrub on the bottom with soap and all in the hot water. But